wasn't at all happy with the way the show sounded from a technical standpoint yesterday. I don't know what was wrong with it. It was something fucking tinny about it and echoey or some shit, and I can't make it out, man. I'm looking at everything here. It's all groovy, you know. Now, wait a minute, man. What? The pan button there. That's an interesting thing. Look, I'm strutting my stuff, y'all. Okay. Well, anyway, pre-show. What is this, Friday? So we got a tonight at the Hollywood Improv. We'll be there. I got to make good. Oh, I got to make good one spot today, and that is Film Arcade. That is Mike Birbiglia's. Mike Birbiglia's ad copy. I'm strutting my stuff, y'all. Where the fuck is it? Ah, motherfucker. Well, you know what? I know what to do.
I know what to do.
Last week, Film Arcade. There it is. Just like that, man. Just found it. Just like that, huh? See? Right here. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-doo. Boodle doodle doo doo. Little doo doo. All right, so that's done. Take a look at our news today. And do we have, I don't know, man. This goddamn, you know, I know I've been bitching about this, but Alabama. I strut my stuff any old way I can. I'm strutting my stuff, yo. Let me see here. Yeah, there we go. News and views. All you folks in Florida, we're thinking about you. Some badass shit going on in Florida with that Hurricane Hermine. Goddamn. People, panhandle. Jesus. You know, the more I look at this election, the more I'm really tending to believe that Trump could pull it out because of all the shit, publicity the Clintons got, deserved or not, and 99% of it is undeserved. It's completely, it's a total smear. It's a complete and utter smear. You know, look at other secretaries of state. Look at the habits of other public officials, and certainly if Trump was a public official, if he was a an elected official, his you know, private behavior and public behavior in terms of business, he wouldn't survive. Let's just start with the fucking tax returns and the refusal, and absolutely the rude fucking refusal to release them. And I know that, again, we're getting into some, you know, opinions here in the pre-show. This is what a pre-show is. It's me working shit out in my head, you know, and I'm being public. So part of the thing with a subscription to the website is being involved with the show prep process, watching me as I'm, you know, at least part of the show prep process, about 30 minutes of it, as the wheels are turning here. And stuff's going to get said. There's no fucking way you can edit a pre-show. There's no fucking way in the world you're going to edit it. And have it be anywhere close to its value in terms of the subscription. Otherwise, you're getting some... What? Did you tune into the pre-show to hear an edited version of it? And so it happens that I'm going to be saying some shit that may offend some people. And to say you shouldn't talk that way during the pre-show is not, doesn't make any sense. That's like saying, don't be who you are. You know, this is who I am. And there's times that I'm angry. There's times that I'm, you know, funny. There's time, you know, God knows. But this is who I am when I'm getting ready to go to work. So I don't really know how to answer that question. If people are truly offended by the things that are getting said during a creative, you know, a creative idea spinning process, then you can't, you shouldn't be listening to it or watching it. You know, that's the only answer I can give you. You know, I can't think of any other thing that could be done. Unless you somehow you can, you know, get comfortable with the idea that, well, all right. Venezuela, they're marching to demand the ouster of the El Presidente in Venezuela. SpaceX rocket explodes at launch pad Cape Canaveral. Here's something that, that was SpaceX. This may just be something that Chris Norton's going to get upset with. We'll see. I don't really know, you know. Dude is so fucking weird. It doesn't even begin to tell the tale, but hey, let's see.
I'm strutting my stuff, y'all.
Hey, what happened to my... There it is. Okay, man.
I'm strutting my stuff, y'all.
Okay. Thousands march.
What?
Trump leads in the Rasmussen poll. That's what I'm talking about. She loses. She was 12 fucking points up by just 1%. But Trump is 40 percent points. Well, Clinton 39, according to survey. Clinton had a high of 44 before falling 5 points to 39%. The poll shows that Trump continues to attract more Democrats than Republicans who are willing to switch to Clinton. Attract more Democrats than Republicans. 15% of Democrats support Trump, while 12% of Republicans prefer Clinton. The Rasmussen survey. What motherfucking Democrat? You aren't a Democrat, man. If you're willing to switch to Trump and you call yourself you were never a fucking Democrat. Never a Democrat. That's impossible, man. You're now a Republican, okay? So just, you know, give it up. Give it the fuck up. Rasmussen survey, 1,000 likely voters was conducted on August 29th through the 30th. That's a two-day poll. Okay, interesting. So that's kind of a snapshot. And the thing of it is the LA Times poll, daily poll, reflects the same thing, that Trump is got about a 1% or 2% lead on a daily tracking poll the LA Times has. So, you know, there's no question that this is the email shit. And it's unfortunate because it is a smear. A fucking smear. No goddamn crime's been committed. Not even a fucking indictment has been brought against the woman. Just all kinds of suggestions. And that's all they need to do to get this guy elected, get this Nazi motherfucker Trump elected. Just keep on lying about Hillary Clinton while this fucking fascist gets away with God knows what. The fucking fact he probably doesn't pay any legal income tax. Motherfucker ain't worth the money he says he is. Now he's got this Q&A with the black church in Detroit. The questions have been submitted in advance, which of course is normal, but the answers have been scripted now. You ready for this? He's got scripted answers. Fucking unreal, man. How can you could get conned by this motherfucking guy? I don't understand it at all. Well, we'll see.
I'm starting my stuff, y'all.
We'll see. Hillary Clinton is attacking Trump in Red State, Arizona. She's buying ads in Red State, Arizona. David Letterman's high hopes for Harry Connick Jr.'s new talk show. All right, man. So far, all I got is a space rocket explode. I don't know, you know. Well, we were hoping that this was going to be... the space... She's right, space travel is cheap and complex. Each of his companies, including Tesla and Tesla, has hit major stumbling blocks recently. The owner of Tesla Guard died in May. In a crash using the company's autopilot software. Oh, that's the other thing. Uber has the car, the driverless car. Where's the Pittsburgh thing? Uber is supposed to be rolling out their driverless rides in Pittsburgh. Here it is. God damn, that's fucking whack, isn't it? Your car may be driving itself. This week in Pittsburgh? Man, I had to fly to motherfucking Pittsburgh.
I'm strutting my stuff, y'all.
See, that's what the other thing is. What we ought to do, because we have the capability of doing it. Oh, look at this. Look at this. That's interesting. I got some kind of a large, whatever the hell just happened here. I have a big-ass fucking... Oh, I see what's going on. I think I see what's going on. Maybe I don't see what's going on. let's see here, man. There's no reason why, since we, you know, we're running the ship ourselves, why I can't just hop on a plane anytime I want to and go cover some of this stuff. Like, I could get on a plane. Those are some things. Although, you know, somebody's living in Chicago. Some dude with a radio show in Chicago has obviously got that covered. But stuff like that, you know, we just spur of the moment shit, you know? It's kind of, you know. Now, I know what with Periscope and Facebook Live, Facebook Video, or Facebook TV, or however the fuck you want to call it, I know that precludes or includes just about everybody in the world scooping or otherwise reporting on things before at the same time as the professional media. However, because I am a professional, I'm supposed to know how to do it creatively. I'm supposed to be better at spotting those things. So what I'm saying is basically this. What we ought to do in the coming, you know, 12-month period, let's say. This, by the way, yesterday was my birthday. Yeah, I didn't even say anything about it, did I?
Oh, well.
In the coming 12-month period, from birthday to birthday, let's call it, the new Phil Hendry year, you know, that will be a period of time where we're going to evaluate that kind of thing. Hiya, Thunder. How you doing, baby? You want to go outside? Oh, this goddamn Thunder wants to go outside. You want to go outside? Is that it? This fucking cat with going outside, man. I don't know, man. It's a hassle, baby. I can't have you going outside right now. All right, so I got Space S. She's going to be meowing here in about 5 seconds because she wants to go the fuck outside. All right, let me see here. More news. So what do you want to do with this Uber story, Phil? The driverless Uber car. First thing I want to do is get... what I want to do is get the character sheet up here. I think Mark Henshaw would be great with this. Right? You think? I think that's a good idea. She wrote right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. Okay. The next story we have is obviously Chris Norton. Space Express. What you doing, baby, huh?
What you doing, honey? Huh?
That's my good girl. Oops. I got stuck a finger in your eye. Didn't mean to do that, Thundy Bundy. Sorry, baby. You can't go outside. And you got fucking clots and shit. No. You can't go outside right now, honey. And you got nasty ass fucking fur. She's got like shit fur. And her older brother has got diabetes. The whole thing is just jacked up, man. It's all fucked up. What is this? Okay. Whew. Thousands born. Colin Kaepernick takes knee to continue protest during the anthem. This was Colin Kaepernick during a protest 49er preseason finale in San Diego. This time he had company. Safety Eric Reed joined him. On Sunday, Kaepernick vowed to continue his protest during the national anthem until he was satisfied with changes made toward racial oppression in the United States. By the way, Donald Trump, who said he can go find another country After sitting near the anthem of the first three preseason games, Kaepernick followed through on that promise again Thursday night at Qualcomm. One person who was standing during the anthem of the 49ers anthem was Nate Boyer, the former Green Bay Seattle Lions member, who earlier in the week penned a letter to Kaepernick on anytimes.com. Boyer told ESPN that he and Kaepernick never met before Thursday, but Kaepernick invited him to come to the game after reading Boyer's letter. Boyer and Kaepernick had a conversation for the game and exchanged their views and ideas. Who's this guy? Whatever. I don't give a shit. Leaked script show what advisors want Donald Trump to say at church. This thing's not even going to be televised. It's going to be a taped, edited, scripted questions, scripted answers. Every possible way to spin it and commercialize it to make him look fantastic. See, Trump being Trump is a losing proposition. Trump scripted on a teleprompter and being told what to say, that could win. That's, you know, that's the truth, man. Trump being Trump has been a fucking disaster. Trump being Trump has gotten him into nothing but trouble with his big fucking mouth. This shit could be a winner. This motherfucker could win, you know? So, hey, if he wins, he wins. You know, I ain't leaving the country. Not a fucking chance. I'm going to stay here and make all kinds of trouble. You know what I'm saying? And Trump's older than me, too, man. So, fuck, I may outlive his ass. Yeah, that's cool. I just might outlive his ass. Yeah. What do we need here, man? Plane. Oh, there we go. Plane. And then we need, I don't know, sound effects. What? Okay, cool. All right. Big shake was complex. Iran granted exemption. Well, David Brown is retiring. Shit. Well, I don't know, man. Do you live in one of America's fattest states? Texas, fattest fucking state. Look at this, man. I have to look at this one. Now, do we have a fat character? We used to have Roland Schwinn.
Chef Carl Sedalia, this is the kind of thing that I think keeps people away from eating healthy foods. People will say that I sound like I'm fat. I have a healthy appetite.
Does your voice sound that way because you always have, like, cream cheese or something?
No, I don't always have cream cheese. I enjoy a delicious meal. I salivate because I'm thinking of food, you know?
You're salivating.
Yes, I am. In all general, you know all of this. You've been briefed.
What do you mean I've been briefed? All right. Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef Carl Cedilia. The fat rates. Oh, man, I'm telling you, brother. Are we all ready to go?
Y'all ready? I'm strutting my stuff, y'all.
Oh, you know what, man? Fuck me. I didn't goddamn mother... Jesus Christ on a fucking crutch. Hey, hello. What is this, man? Alone I stand. No, dude. Wrong. Oh, man, I'm ready. Okay, what are we going to do here now? Well, this NFL season is going to be full of all kinds of fireworks, whether it's, oh, I don't know, Colin Kaepernick standing for the national anthem or not, all the way down to, let's see, try this again. Well, this is going to be an interesting NFL season. We've got Colin Kaepernick and his views on life in the world. Then we've got the Denver Broncos and the life after Peyton Manning. We got all kinds of possibilities. And, of course, DraftKings.com, one-week fantasy football is definitely the place to go. Hold on for a goddamn minute. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and it is time for my... Well, this is going to be an interesting football season, bar none. I mean, wait. Here we go.